Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Do you remember the last Friday, or was it Thursday or Friday? Thursday, I think. We decided to catch up with the Nicola Bully story. This missing 45-year-old mom who was missing 3 weeks last Friday from a most beautiful place called St. Nicholas on the Wyre in Lancashire, gorgeous part of the United Kingdom. And we spoke to Talk TV reporter Oliver Whitfield Miocic, who brought us up to speed on where the investigation is, where it's going. And at that point, we had no idea of what would happen at the weekend, where a body was discovered. Now, the body has not yet been identified as that of Nicola Bully, but there is no other open missing persons case in that part of Britain at the moment. So the assumption is that that's who it is, but until such time as it's formally identified, that particular discussion can go no further. But and we'll return, we'll hopefully return and chat again with Ali when we know more there. But something that happened in the course of the investigation, for which Lancashire police are being lambasted right, left and centre, and it's hard to blame people for lambasting them, because you have to wonder, what was it worth to the general public to know that poor Nicola Bully was struggling with perimenopause, with menopause, struggling with alcohol? What did it matter to the general public now? Maybe to specialists involved in the investigation. Maybe that mattered something. But it certainly didn't matter to the general public, or had they no business of the general public, knowing her menopausal struggles, knowing that her struggle, she may have had struggles with drink. And I think that story has a bit of telling left in it. But in the course of it, Sally Ann Brady, who runs the Irish Menopause on Facebook. Sally Ann, you were I think quite taken aback and quite put out by the description of Nicola Bully by Lancashire Police. Good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. Good morning. I don't know if put out. I mean, as you've just said very correctly, so nobody really, really knows what's going on yet, and there is no formal ID on the body. However, to see it brought out there in the public was, in a sense, huge, because sadly, these issues are very, very common. In terms of menopause and perimenopause with women. Now, I can see every side of the debate, if you want to call it that. Women for generations have been labelled as unstable and unreliable, and apparently some can go a bit neurotic with the menopause. And if society had menopause education, which is what I'm all about, people would understand that it's not that women go mad. And of course, some don't have issues with the menopause at all. But it's the stigma surrounding it. Now, why it was announced about her personal and private struggles, I do not know. But from what I can see, the amount of attention that the case got was unprecedented. And what I saw myself on the internet was just incredible, with, I think people are naming them armchair detectives with all their own theories. And I kind of get a feeling where the police just, they felt so cornered and pressurized into telling the public something.
Yeah.
Or perhaps did Nicola's family or loved ones actually say, well, we want people to know this. She has been really struggling.
Yeah.
And we don't know if it's even related at all. But the reality is, sadly, she's 45. So as I say, she's one of us. She's a 45-year-old female in the perimenopause. It's very, very possible. It's very relevant.
Do you know, as a man of a certain age, I thank my lucky stars every morning that the few bits that are wrong with me at the basis of the decades I've spent on the planet, I'll never have to go through menopause. But I sometimes think, yes. Sally, if a man did go through menopause, we'd have sorted it out years ago. Do you share that view?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, a part of that as well is, look, as they say, it is a man's world. And we know that medicine is built from the male white anatomy going back as far as Greek times. And that has never changed. And women have been oppressed for so long. We now have a voice and we need to use it. And I think part of this is if it was a man's problem, men would, you know, probably stamp their feet and make some noise about it, which is what we're doing now as women, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Now you said
but
that
menopause needs to be dragged out of the dark ages. Yeah. Dragged.
People and reach out to you regularly with problems and regularly saying that they're feeling worried about themselves.
Absolutely. And this is part of what we do. And part of the reason the Irish menopause began was due to situations and sadly the loss of a life as well. And I won't get into that. But it's something that isn't talked about and it is rather depressing. And I wouldn't want to be disrespectful to anybody. But the commonest age for suicide in a female is the age of menopause, and that's not a coincidence. And I think this really needs to be dragged out of the dark ages, and we need to actually stand up and realise the impact it can have on some. There's all sorts of factors involved, particularly genetics, and that's why you'll see two women, one of them will be bedbound from her menopause, and the other one will say, I don't know what's wrong with you. It's very, very individualised.
A friend who went through menopause quite young put it to me, I thought brilliantly, she said, PJ, imagine if you've no control over it, but your entire body chemistry changes just because of the age you are. And I thought, that's a great way of putting it.
It is, actually. Yeah, spot on. And that's exactly what it is. You know, I do think, you know, going back to the original subject here, perhaps I don't know what was divulged to the law in the beginning. Perhaps if they had known from the get-go that there was possibly perimenopause and menopause, it might have changed the line of their investigation or searches, because you might be dealing with a different mindset.
Yes.
This is really common, sadly, and in our community, sadly, we have lost members, you know. It's a very, very sensitive subject, but...
It did emerge, I read in one article last week, Saliana, it emerged there had been a welfare check at her home.
Yes. Yes, now what that means, you and I don't know. But, you know, what was she? I mean, there's also statements and stuff in the paper saying that she'd been on HRT and had stopped it. You don't know what's true and what's not true with the media.
These things will emerge.
Her family
and her family, regardless of what. Her family are broken.
Look,
and hurting.
Yeah, we don't know anything yet, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. This lady, she's a friend, she's a partner, she's a mother, she's a daughter. This is a life we're talking about, and the reality is she is of menopausal age. And was this just thrown in with it, and maybe not relevant? We don't know.
Yeah.
But is it relevant that women in the perimenopause and menopause struggle with these things? Absolutely, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah. The biggest problem I see is perimenopause can start any time from what? Your late 30s?
About 35 onwards, yeah.
And
that's the issue, because what happens generally, not with all women, is you'd have all these weird and wonderful symptoms that aren't obvious and you'd still be having regular periods, you see. So it normally presents itself most commonly with a new onset type of anxiety. I understand, again, whether it's true, and I want to reiterate that, because nobody knows the truth of this particular story. Alcohol. I mean, addiction can be a big thing. A lot of women, for example, will turn to perhaps alcohol or even worse, to self-medicate.
I was going to ask you that.
Okay.
Is it common that the symptoms of perimenopause can... some people can turn to alcohol to try to deaden the symptoms?
Yeah, I mean, there's sort of, there's lots of different angles on this, but you can self-medicate because there's a lot of anxiety. So women will feel sort of normal, inverted commas, when they have a drop of wine. They feel relaxed. It becomes a habit and the habit increases and it can develop into something. Then there's also other factors that, depending on your genetics, as we all know, some families might be more prone genetically to X, Y, or Z. Addiction can actually be triggered because hormones are involved with your serotonin and your dopamine as well. So it's a very, very complex area. I'm not qualified, so I can't get into that. But I do think medicine and psychiatry really need to delve very deep into this. And sadly, I lost my own mother as a result of alcohol in her menopause. Okay. So it's very close to heart here, you know. Yeah.
You say that there's hardly a day goes by that someone doesn't reach out to your page. Mm-hmm. In trouble, mm-hmm. frightened, not knowing what to do.
Yes, yes. And that is the truth. We were heading for 50,000 members now in our community. And every day there's always one pretty bad case that we'd keep an eye on, we'd be concerned for. Always one every day.
And is it sometimes because, Sally-Ann, we don't, even though it's something 50% of the population is going to go through, that we don't prepare them or the rest of the population for it?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Simple as, PJ, absolutely. If everybody was educated from much earlier in life, we'd know, we'd be prepared. The same way we're now living in a world where we know what puberty's all about. We know, you know, how to support our kids. This is a sort of a puberty in reverse. There's no preparation for whatsoever. Nobody ever told us anything. We've no clue about our own bodies. I would never have known, for example, that my mental health could struggle when my hormones weren't right. I never would have known I could get aches and pains in my body. I mean, what do sore feet have to do with your ovaries? I mean, that's not logical.
No, it's not.
And it's not, is it? Like, why would any woman get up in the morning and think, gosh, I wonder, is this my hormones, when her feet are very painful? Mm. And it is. Because they support every cell in the body. Every single cell needs hormones.
The comparison to puberty is actually brilliant, I think, Sally-Ann, because we've all been through that. And if I was to quite honestly go back and look at my puberty, God, I must have been an almighty pain in the arse. There are those who say I still am. I remember my own kids going through puberty. And the slamming of doors and the screaming, you know, and coming out to eat and fight. I remembered that. And then this is
perimenopause.
That kid is
getting those hormones erratically and we are losing the hormones erratically. So this is why you've got good moods, bad moods. I love you. I hate you. I don't feel well. I feel great. Yeah. Hormones are who we are.
Yes. Yes, yes, PJ, is it a message?
I think if we can look at it like that, it's easier for women to understand. And it's the way I was sort of over the years teaching myself to understand it. I'm also a mother, so it gives me much better understanding of the madness, and I'll use that word, of what hormones can do. Moods are insane.
You talk about women understanding what's going on with them. It's also important, Sally-Ann, I think, that we men who live with women should understand.
Yes. Yeah, I do a fair, I'll say a fair bit, not a good bit, of work educating men as well in workplace, you know. And as I always say, a lot of people can be quite hard on men. I said, well, hang on a second. How are they supposed to understand if you don't? Let's face it. I mean, if you put the shoe on the other foot, if you come home one day and your husband or your partner turned into a completely different person and was being an awfully difficult, argumentative, with mood swings, and after a while you'd say, oh, I can't put up with this.
Yeah.
You know, because you wouldn't, you need to understand. And if a man was to lose his hormones, you would actually see, it's interesting, the exact same thing. You would see loss of libido, erectile dysfunction, depression, weight gain around the middle, mood swings. It's an exact mirror image.
Yeah, except we don't
it's
go...
It's just that, like, men's hormones don't precipitously drop at midlife. Yeah.
It's a good point that you made, too, about the comparisons. Like, understanding, as I do now, for example, understanding that my kids didn't actually hate me. You know, that my daughter didn't actually want me to run away and die. And that we're now... she's now one of my best mates in the whole world.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And it is also true that a man's wife or partner, she doesn't hate you. She doesn't want to kill you at all.
Yes.
You know, and the best thing you can do is shut up and understand.
PJ. Yeah, but you know, how is supposed to someone supposed to understand something that's never ever been discussed?
This
because even when I speak to men, they'd say, I'm sure my mother had the menopause, she was fine. You know, and there's so many mammies out there that are apparently, you know, difficult and cranky, and that's very unfair. These women aren't difficult and cranky. They're struggling, you know, and we need to be able to support them.
Someone I know.
And there's many amazing men looking for information. It's brilliant when men are looking to support their partners.
So there's an elderly woman of my acquaintance, shall we say, was talking to me about the way we all talk more about menopause. Jesus Christ. I went upstairs into the bedroom and opened the window and stood there in my nightdress to try to cool down.
Oh, gosh.
I must have looked like a right lunatic, she said, from the backfield.
Yeah. And again, these women had no information. There was no internet. There was no support. You didn't talk about it because it was women's business. And, you know, when I think of the generations before us, how they did it, well, hats off to them. It is horrific.
Well, maybe a lot of them.
And we're living in a time now.
Maybe a lot of them didn't do it. Maybe a lot of them drank themselves to death in their late 40s and early 50s.
Well, yes, as I say, I lost my own mother, and there's many, and I'm not going to be listing people, many have been lost, many just cannot keep up the fight any longer. And it needs to be dragged out of the dark ages, and it's getting there, PJ. We're getting there. There's so much improvement in Ireland and the other countries. It's been talked about everywhere. I imagine there was a time as well at some point where nobody understood what puberty was. What's wrong with all these children? They're getting big and spotty and moody.
Even though we've all been there, yeah. Some of the things that people might watch out for, is it fair to say that one of the most awkward things of perimenopause is the age range in which it can start? So, you know, women in their late 30s, what should they look out for? Women in their early 40s, what should they look out for?
Okay, good question. And again, you know, now that everyone is talking menopause, as someone told me the other day, it's all the rage, whatever that means. But we want to be careful to not be diagnosing ourselves with something that hasn't happened yet either. Women will know. We are not fools. We know there's something not right. I'm not sleeping as well as I used to. Things are bothering me. I'm feeling rather overwhelmed. Feeling overwhelmed is very common. Just like your coping skills aren't what they were. Everything is bothering you. You know, you used to be a great multitasker and now you can't anymore. These are all the things that come along first. Mm-hmm. And the worrying and the feeling like, oh, I'm not able for this anymore. And all of this sort of happens before the physical stuff, usually like the typical night sweats, which, by the way, aren't that common. And this is the concern. Women are looking out for night sweats all the time. I have women say to me, oh no, I've no symptoms, I've no night sweats, is how they'll finish the sentence. But they have maybe 10 or 20 other things. So I think late 30s, early 40s, if you're noticing changes in yourself, in your personality, or sometimes women would say they've lost their joy and they think, oh, I'm just getting older, I just don't get excited about stuff anymore.
That's a nice way of putting it, actually. I've lost my joy. Mm.
Yeah, you just don't, like, if someone said, listen, we're going to the Maldives for a fortnight, you know, oh, that's nice, yeah. But you're not actually that bothered. Whereas if you're 20, you'd be super excited and you'd be packing, you know.
Come back there a second to that term, though. Because I know from talking about this previously, Sally Ann, that's a lovely term, lost me joy. If you go to your doctor, some women, if they go to their doctor and say, doctor, I've lost me joy, or something to that effect, right? A lot of doctors reach for the prescription pad and they start prescribing antidepressants, which is why so many people at perimenopausal years are popping antidepressants, which is probably doing them more harm than good.
Possibly. I mean, they have a place. You know, we do know from the ICGP reference guide and the NICE guidelines that they're not the first line treatment. If a woman is of the age and her symptoms, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. If you're of the age, it's going to be perimenopause. Some women do find that an antidepressant helps them, but if it's hormonal, it's not going to, because it's the wrong drug. Yeah. You know, for that problem.
Although some of them do take it alongside the HRT. But there's the thing.
Exactly.
You still nearly have to beat HRT out of your doctor.
Yeah, as I always say, like, if you go out for a meal, PJ, you're given a menu and you get to choose what you want to eat and how many courses you're going to have, etc. When it comes to menopause, I think women should be given, you know, an options. There's antidepressants, there's other non-hormonal drugs, there's do nothing, there's herbal, there's food, there's HRT. HRT is always left off the menu. And we cannot make informed decisions without the information. You have to be able to make an informed decision on your menopause. But what's been happening is you're basically offered everything but what you probably need.
Yeah. There was an old myth, and I use that word in 6-foot letters writ large on the sides of a building. There was an old myth that HRT led to breast cancer. That's practically been debunked. In fact, it's almost been entirely debunked, hasn't it?
It has been debunked, but those rumours are still in circulation, and we deal with it every day, and it's nobody's fault. But people believe this. It's what they're told, whether it's told by a mother or a neighbour or a doctor. Mud sticks. It's one of the worst catastrophes ever globally in women's health, and it's still in circulation. It's getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, we now know that it was untrue. We know that the type of HRT is very relevant. The same way, you know, if I said food gives me awful diseases, you'd say what type of food?
Yes.
You know, there's lots of different types of HRT. The type is very relevant. And nowadays, everyone is using the safest type, which is body identical. We don't use the MPAs and the old synthetic stuff that was associated with risks anymore. That's gone out with the dark ages.
Here's a couple of messages have come in. Anna says, PJ, before I started HRT, I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. I felt like a 90-year-old. My back, elbows, shoulders. My knees were swollen. I walked with a crutch. 2 months after starting HRT, it's all gone.
There you go.
Sarah says, PJ, men have no idea what their wives are going through because there's been such a stigma to talk about menopause. Our mothers and grandmothers didn't talk about it because it meant we're not the youthful spring chickens they married anymore. Thank God people like Sally Ann are talking out now. Everyone needs to know what perimenopause is. There was this thing, I think, in older generations, Sally Ann, that you just went through it. Soak it up. You don't have to anymore. You don't have to.
No,
anymore.
We live in a time. Yeah, and I mean, we got to remember, this was the same for loads of things in life. I mean, I'm sure there were people all those years ago that were absolutely resistant. I'm not taking an antibiotic. Let me be really sick. You know, these things take time. It's societal change. We now have help.
Yeah.
It's the same way we take drugs if we have pain relief, whatever. We now have help. We don't have to suffer. And that's the message out there. You do not have to suffer.
Mm. Is it ever too late to start HRT, comes this message? Is it ever too late to start?
Okay. Technically, no. However, within 10 years of your last period, it's ideal. Outside of the 10 years, they refer to that as the window of opportunity. There might be changes in the body that might make it too late to start, particularly cardiac. So if this person who's asking is more than 10 years since their last period, they need to speak to a medic, get their heart checked, probably, have the conversation. But I've heard of people in other parts of the world starting in their 80s even and beyond. Over here in Ireland, I think late 60s is the latest I've heard, but it's never too late to have the conversation. Mm. And vaginal estrogen is not systemic HRT, and you can take that at any age.
Yeah.
And that will really help with some of the symptoms. Yeah.
Is it true that a lot of our mothers and grandmothers went on to develop osteoporosis, brittle bones, because they didn't have HRT to take?
Hormones are very protective of our skeleton, of our bones, and we know that it's more prevalent in females than males. We know that post-menopause we start losing bone. We lose 20% in the 5 to 7 years after our last period, for example. And 1 in 2 women with osteoporosis will have an osteoporotic fracture. Hip fractures, they're a leading cause of mortality. So in short, yes, yeah, menopause is linked with your bone health.
Yeah.
I urge any woman, whether HRT or not, to have a DEXA scan to check her bone health, because it's silent, you see, PJ. There's no warning signs, and generally women are finding out when it's too late, really.
Mm. Is that why, you know, the way you say bone will lose, well, no, it probably happens to men too, but not to the same extent, but is that why, this is going to be an awful silly question, Celia, is this why some women shrink? Or
yes,
seem to shrink.
Yes, loss of height, yeah. And that can be, sometimes you might not have obvious symptoms as you're aging, but, you know, if you've noticed loss of height yourself, that, you know, is a huge hint to check your bone health. Or even if you're slouching over slightly, your posture. But, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, you see people on the street, you know, that are quite hunched over and getting smaller and smaller. That's osteoporosis, yes.
Okay. We'll refer people to your website. We could talk all day, and I hope we'll talk again sometime soon, Sally Ann, because it's fascinating to chat with you.
It'll be my pleasure.
TheIrishMenopause.com is the website. There's a Facebook page as well. People can join that community.
Thank you, PJ.
And just lastly, this is where we started this conversation. Anyone else, and just a view on it, I suppose, anyone else feel really cringy with the coverage of the missing persons case, Nicola Bully? The way it's been covered is like a Netflix documentary. Do you think it went over the top, some of the coverage, Sally Ann?
Possibly, but I guess there's reasons for it. I think from what I'm seeing, as I said already, that the social media, the behaviour and what went on and the stories and the accusations and the statements being made were insane. And I think the police had to do something to try and just stop it, because, you know, it's incredible. It's very sad. I'm sorry I've had to speak to you about such a thing. It's very, very sad. And I guess it will unfold and we learn more.
We will.
But
we don't even know yet, even though, look, it all points in one direction. We don't yet even know if the body found in the reeds is her body. And one assumes it is, but we can't make that assumption without certainty. It's been a pleasure to speak with you this morning. Sally Ann Brady, TheIrishMenopause.com is her website, and you can join her Facebook page, The Irish Menopause, huge community online. That went on longer than I thought it would, and I have no doubt we will return to this.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.